Okay, today is Saturday, December 4th, 2021, and this is the final new moon session for 2021. And I'm going to go live on Facebook now, so you'll hear me say that again. All right, everybody. Today is Saturday, December 4th, 2021, and this is the final new moon session for 2021. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Debbie Moran. So, welcome. All right. So, hi, Chris. I'm so excited, too. Thank you for showing up. And thank you, Susan and Norman. And we're waiting for more people. But so while we're waiting, anybody have anything they want to say or intend? Or how are you feeling coming into this new moon? I'm feeling like I wish the lighting was different.
We have Susan and Daka and Nani and Dan.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. We're kind of like sort of hanging in there coming up on this new moon, I think.
I think that that's kind of like the energy that I've actually been experiencing. You know, I felt a lot of agitation coming into this new moon. It's fascinating.
Hi, Debbie. It's Angela.
Hi, Ange. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I just heard you talking about agitation.
Oh, yeah. Lots of agitation today.
That's funny. I felt that I feel during this past moon cycle. But coming into the new moon, I feel a lot more... I don't know. It's almost like springtime, like ready to go.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's wonderful, actually. I think I have that sense of that anticipation of that, but mm-hmm. I feel like I was feeling a lot of agitation, and some of the people on Facebook are saying, new moon is intense, and Chris is saying agitation and frustration too. So I feel like, I guess it depends on where all of these planets that are in retrograde play in your chart.
Hmm. Yeah, well, it's like I have a lot of Mercury in my chart, and Mercury is in Jupiter right now. Like,
nice.
It's in its detriment, but I'm feeling it, like, expansively. Like, so I guess that could be considered... I could see where that could be agitation, but I think, you know, because the last time we spoke, it's like I was feeling a lot of frustration, a lot of limitations, and I think I'm kind of like broken through that. So, I think that cycle started for me early.
I hear you. And you know what? Now that you're talking, I'm sensing that the agitation really wasn't an anger energy. It was an agitation, like kind of almost like this, I'm kind of like jittery energy, like this, like something is moving, but not quite sure what, you know? So it feels like an agitation, a bit like a washing machine, you know, that just kind of agitates the clothes. So I think that's what it is. It's not anger. It's this agitation, like I'm in a washing machine, and that's the energy of things are just being washed out.
yeah, absolutely. And yay.
And yay. Oh, absolutely yay. Oh, nice. So some other people are like, Chris she's publishing her book in the week, so that's nice.
Yay.
I know, yay. So anybody else have something they want to actually, I'm trying to adjust this lighting because I'm like looking at myself going, ugh.
Well, you did say that you're going to start Facebook, and you're going to mention again that this is a new moon session with Debbie Moran, and it's the last new moon of the year, and it's a solar eclipse right on it and all that stuff. So
oh,
I hope they can hear me on the other side.
They may or may not be able to, but thanks for continuing to be that agitating energy.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's like, let's go. That's
exactly.
Kind of, what are we waiting for?
Exactly. So, okay. I'm going to read in a second, Lisa, I'm going to read what you said and thanks for, welcome. Thanks for being here. So as Norman pointed out, I did say I was going to repeat it for Facebook, that you guys already know this, but today is Saturday, December 4th, 2021, and this is the final new moon session of 2021, of this year, along with a solar eclipse. And these solar eclipses have been going on since 2020, so it's been kind of like this culmination energy, so I feel like that's what a lot of this agitation energy is. It's like all the energy that's been culminating all of these 2 years, quite frankly, is like kind of coming to a crescendo. So Lisa says, this is an intense time for me, feeling like I missed an opportunity, trying not to beat myself up about it and somehow keep moving forward with what I realize is important, overcoming procrastination and limitations. Thank you, Lisa. I would say there's no judging here. I feel like you may not have missed an opportunity. It may seem like you missed an opportunity, but I feel like something's opening up for you. And I think it's really having to do with the way that time is, in terms of time is functioning differently as it's ending, as it's shifting. When I say it's ending as we know it. It's not like this apocalyptic, we're all doomed. It's more like this, it doesn't work the way it used to or the way we always thought it worked. And now, just because we have a calendar that we go by and a 24-hour clock that we pay attention to, we're still trying to go by the old rules. But the old rules are changing. The rules are changing. They're morphing into something else, and time and our relationship to it is changing. So Lisa says, also holding my mother in my heart as my heart is both shattering and trying to be strong as she is unwell. So, yeah, a lot of people are struggling. I'm sorry, Lisa. So a lot of people are struggling with this dynamic of all of this change, and a lot of people are feeling incapable of the changes and feeling incapable of actually riding the wave of all these changes, and it's causing a lot of physical and emotional breakdowns. So I feel like these times during this last couple of weeks of this year and this new moon, especially with the solar eclipse, are very powerful in just getting things out of our systems that haven't been helpful up till now. I mean, on some level they've been helpful, but they're not helpful anymore. So timing and time are different. It's really, I feel like the agitation is kind of like shaking, like I said, shaking some of that stuff loose, but also opening up more space so we can become more spacious in these times. Hi, Diane. Diane says, I need peace of mind. So much going on, it is exhausting. Yeah, and I hear you. And that's part of the challenge that we're all having to overcome, overcoming the mind stuff. It's like literally like a mind field, meaning it's literally like little bombs that we're trying to avoid stepping on. But once we do, then, so funny, now I'm hearing my neighbors were setting off firecrackers, which I'm not crazy about, but they're setting off firecrackers just at the time when I was setting off all these little bombs. And Chris says, I can't remember the days and dates. Join the club, Chris. I have to check my calendar every day to see what I'm doing. Because time is morphing. Yeah, and Lisa says, it was a deadline. I hate those things. So thank you. I hope that's true. I didn't miss anything that's meant for me. You didn't, Lisa. And look at what you called it, at what we call it. It's a deadline. Hello. We call it a deadline for a reason. It's deadening. It's really about how can we set our goals, not our goals even. How can we just be present to the moment and allow the inspiration to help it happen in our own time? Like Cress is actually getting her book published. I wrote my book in 2020 and hoped to have it published by the end of the year, and I was so upset with myself because I didn't get it done. Or I didn't get it out there, and yet it got published in 2021. And ironically, the name of the book is True Love's Kiss, and it's not at all about a romance novel, but it is called True Love's Kiss. And the irony is, it published literally in Amazon on February 14th, Valentine's Day. So, Lisa, trust. Breathe into it and trust, because literally, it's going to happen in divine timing, and we just are so caught up in linear time that we often miss the actual jewels and the treasures of that. Chris says, me too. So, a lot of talk.
I want to add to Lisa. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to finish because Lisa also said a lot of talk around ending narcissistic relationship and seeing how that affects everyone and everything. A lot of adjusting, acknowledging, and also releasing, finding love in it all. And I will say, my perspective of narcissism is being talked about so much, and I'm not saying it's not real. It is out there, but I really feel like everything out there is in divine form in some way, and it's just been misconstrued and misunderstood. So I really feel like narcissism is really a misunderstanding of self-realization. The dynamic of having self-esteem and realizing that you are that divinity, and yet it just get all entangled with the minimalization in our human minds instead of our God minds in terms of our egos. So I feel like narcissism is a symptom of awakening in our world at the moment. And the fact that it's all being thrown out there and all revealed and all being talked about. So I feel like overall it's a blessing.
Or narcissism shows the effect of resisting the awakening.
Resisting what? Say that again, honey.
Resisting the awakening.
Resisting the awakening, yes, because there is the confusion with mini-me and God self. So we have all these little perceptions of, you know, I am God, but from an egocentric point of view, it shows out as narcissism. If you come to a real self-realization place, you recognize that I am God represented through this body. It's not the same thing. Yeah. So, thanks, Chris. I'm glad. I that just came to me. So it really is. It's not about mini-me's. It's about magnificent. Magnificent. It's about the I am presence.
I also would like to add to Lisa when she said or mentioned that she feels like she's missing something or there's something and I'm going to miss out. Or I can totally relate to that. And
let me say that out loud because I'm not sure that they can hear you, even though I have you on speakerphone loudly. So Lisa Norman says, when you talked about you feel like you're missing out on something, he wants you to know that he can totally relate to that. So go ahead.
And what I just got with this is that it's mini me afraid of not being able to do the right thing.
Yes. It is mini me. Afraid of not doing the right thing, and that's our child self. Our egos, I equate them to our children, our child self. The child self. Oh, you can hear. Thank you. Lisa says we can hear you. So good, they can hear you. So it really is, you know, mini me to me is a child. So it's not even making the child wrong. It's helping the child become safe. And that's where we need to reparent ourselves. That's that spiritual maturation of growing up and recognizing we're no longer the victims of our past as soon as we allow ourselves to be free.
And then we can shine out more.
Yes, because that's what we're designed to do. We're designed to shine those lights. Two years old. Tress says 2 years old. She said two, and then she said year old, mini me, in three different spots. So I'm like, okay, what is that? So, yes. Yeah, a lot of victim and begging expressions showing up in this irritating lesson. And that's true. I think that's the agitation, Lisa. That's the agitation. That's why I equated it to anger before and irritation. It's less irritation and more agitation. It's like trying to shake it all loose. So I love this because I love you guys are participating on the phone and you guys are participating here on the Facebook Live. Huh. So with that in mind, since we just jumped right in here, shake it loose. Let's do that, actually. I'm going to set the phone down a minute and everybody just take a moment and breathe. Take three full breaths for yourself. I'm going to do it here in front of everybody. Take three full breaths in and out and tap. And then just shake it all loose, okay?
I think, Jerry.
We're shaking right now, Sune. Welcome. So,
and giggling.
And giggling. I might share a cell phone with you guys before we hang up. I really feel like we're going to end on a lighthearted note today. It's really kind of about breaking through that irritation, that agitation, and just coming into our lightheartedness. And I think, Lisa, that's what the shattered heart is about. Remember, we've talked about this similar in the past, these false hearts that we build around our hearts is associated with it, Lisa says, in crying. This is good. These false hearts that we build around our hearts are designed to protect our hearts, but our true hearts don't need protecting. Our misconstrued and misunderstood hearts need protecting. So as we're breaking this all apart, we're shaking off all of that crustiness around our hearts, all of that fear around our hearts. Actually, we don't want fear in our hearts. So it's really about shaking off the fear out of our hearts, shaking off of the harsh judgments out of our hearts, the criticism, the harsh, I got to fight for it energy. You don't have to fight for anything. You need to breathe for it. So the breathing for it is what creates the space for it. Any of you guys who have ever worked with animals know this. When you work with the animals, all you have to do is really breathe and be with them. Because as you calm your central vessel and your nervous system, the animals relate to that and they be calm. They don't have to be in fight-flight mode themselves or in irritation, agitation mode. Yes. So Lisa, it feels like mom is acknowledging having the same feelings, generational karma stuff that you've been trying to break, and she is facing. I would tell you, my mom told me back in my 20s, and she said, we're growing up together. And I'm like, yeah, we are. It would have been nice if you had been growing up while I was growing up, but you weren't, so it's okay. So autistic children, I think, are geniuses, and I think many of us are more autistic than we recognize. Because autistic children, they see a different world. They relate differently. So it really is. It's not about, we don't have to fight anymore. It's like you can unclench your fist and open up your hands, which, by the way, the palm chakras are the heart chakras. So you can unclench your fists and open up your hands and radiate that light out through your hands, from your heart, out through your hands, out into the world. And as you do that, as you radiate it out through your heart and out into the world through your hands and your heart, and you're breathing into that space, you are not depleting yourself, because you are not using up your physical, electrical, bodily, nervous system, adrenaline, energy. You're not using up your chi. You're opening up your heart space and opening up your channels and your pathways to allow it to flow and stream through you. And that's what we all need. We need to awaken the pathways within ourselves, within our psyches, within our physical bodies, on all levels, so that the life stream of God, source energy, is flowing through us. And all that does is energize you. All that does is enliven you. All that does is give you energy, but not jittery, nervous system, anxious, I'm exhausted energy. Open-hearted, clarity, clear-minded, open-hearted, clear-minded presence. And that creates a spaciousness in your soul, in your heart, in your body, in your mind, and as a result, in the world around you. And if each of us do that, we're like little bubbles that have just kind of gone out into the water, and we just pop and open up. And sometimes that's the first time it's ever showed up, like popping. It's usually like throwing a rock in and it creates a ripple, and that's true. But this time it was like a bubble, and we pop. And as we pop, it's like the ripples are created, and we all start recognizing one another. As we all start coming to the surface through the depths of our hearts and bodies and souls. So it really is about this urgency, and I think that's that agitation I was experiencing and expressing too. Effervescent. Thank you, Sune. Yes, it's effervescent. Effervescent. It's like that bubbly, like giggly energy of, ooh, I'm so excited, but not, I'm not like, ew, I'm so excited. It's like, ah, it's an uplifting energy. It's a, yes, I am remembering. I am literally remembering me and each of you. It's literally, in body talk, we call it a defrag. It's about literally remembering the essence, the life stream that flows through us. And then namaste takes on a much more vibrant presentation, because as we are opening up and remembering ourselves and brightening our own lights and shining our own lights, we recognize each other. There you are, there you are, there you are, there I am, there I am, there I am, there I am, there I am. we recognize each other as the divinity that we came to be. That's what this session's all about. All of us recognizing the divinity, the I am presence we all came to be. Beata, I feel very uncomfortable in my skin. And I say, I love you, Beata, and I have felt that same discomfort in my skin. But guess what? I felt that the same discomfort in my skin because I wasn't really in my skin. I was trying so hard to transcend my skin and get out of my body that I wasn't able to be in my body. And so that's the remembrance. It's really about, you know, throughout history, we have such a violent history, and we also have this dynamic of religion, spirituality, where we make God the enemy and us the victims, and we're told to not enjoy being here. We're told to transcend this material world, and there's a truth to that. But it's not the truth the way we're taught it. It's not in terms of rejecting our physical self. It's a term of transcending it. But transcending it doesn't mean leaving our bodies. Transcending it means literally descending our spirits into our bodies so that we know that we are the life that is flowing through us. We are the God presence that is flowing through us. And we aren't the body, but the body is a necessary vessel that carries us around, and it is our temple, and it deserves to be treasured. It deserves to be taken care of. It deserves to be respected. It doesn't deserve to be made wrong. And throughout our history, we have done that. And it's an old habit that's been hard to break, and that's part of the breaking, too. Old habits. There are so many sayings out there that have so much truth to them. Hi, Ashley. Hi, Trina. Lots of releasing today. Can't wait to hear the replay. Just breathe into the moment now. Let's see what happens. So, who's picking up all the F-bombs I have been dropping today? Oh, maybe I was feeling them, Beata, all those F-bombs. That would be quite an irritating presence for me. So it's really... it's okay. It's all okay. But it's really about coming to the place of recognizing it's all okay. And we're all okay. And these weird symptoms that we may be having, whether they're emotional disturbances or whether they're mental distractions or whether they're physical pains. Hi, Tanya. Whether they're physical pains, they are messengers. And when we take the moments, I'm not even going to say the time, when we take the moments, when we actually give those messengers our breath and our presence, then miracles happen. Or I'm going to correct that even. Not even miracles happen, because miracles, we are the miracles. We're miracles. We are the miracle. So miracles are happening all the time. The fact that we are actually alive, and I'm sitting here talking to you in a screen in this tiny little body, transmitting through the cosmos, we are the miracle. Every one of you is the miracle. And it's really about giving ourselves enough space to actually receive that information, to actually receive that message, to receive that blessing. And it's taken a long time for us to come to a place where we could even say these things out loud without being boiled in oil or beheaded, even though that's still kind of going on mentally out there. But it's out there, but out there is in here, and it is mental. It is the mind space. It's really about finally stepping so clearly into the space of realizing, first of all, the truth of who we are, while recognizing there is no way we can comprehend the immensity of the truth of who we are, but we can allow it to flow through us in such a way where we are able to express it and share it with one another. Yes, receive the blessing and the messing. Receive the blessing in the messing. So yes, to receive the blessing and to share it. Because for each one of us that actually takes the moments, that takes the breath, that takes the time, trying to figure out a different way to say that, for every one of us who literally breathes in and out, before we interact with one another, the more magnificent life becomes and the more space the world around us is able to receive, the more sharing we can do. Because quite frankly, as Course in Miracles says, love is all there is, and we are that. Love is all there is. There's either love or a cry for love. All of this stuff out there is a cry for love, because collectively we had up until now forgotten the miracle that we are. And as one by one we take enough breaths to integrate our past in this lifetime, our in utero time in this lifetime, our actual life after coming out of the uterus in this lifetime, and then in our ancestral lineage through our bloodstream, those lifetimes, and in our karmic situations that we set ourselves up for in all these dimensional realities, there's so much grace there. So much grace there. And that's my intention, to awaken the graceful presence of I am in each one of us, in myself, first and foremost, because I can't do anything for another that I haven't already done for myself. And to help each one, each person I interact with, to remember and to feel safe enough to take care of all those little ones that had been crushed or frozen in time and in the body, in the fascial tissue. Take the time to do whatever forgiveness work needs done, to do the acknowledging work, the witnessing work, the retrieving work of retrieving those little fragmented pieces of our souls and bringing them into our hearts. And every time we do that, our hearts expand. I see the Grinch in Christmas. It's like our hearts grow and grow and grow until, yes, everything that is not our heart shatters, because our hearts don't vibrate there. And that resonance simply cannot live there. So it's waking ourselves up and sharing that self with the world around us, so that other people recognize not only is it possible, yeah, and there's a difference. Patience, there are words that I've kind of like dropped out of my vocabulary for the most part. I say them every now and then, but patience has no relevance to presence. When you're present, you're in the eternal now. So there is no need for patience, because you are missing nothing in the eternal now. You are missing nothing in the spaciousness of who you truly are in your own presence.
Well, see, that's good, because I don't have any patience, and now I can stop feeling bad about that.
Yay! brilliant. And that's so true. I don't want you to have patience. I want you to be present.
And if you look at the word patience, if you look at the word patience, it sounds like you're a patient, meaning you're sick of some sort. And it's like, no, you're not. You're just present. That's all.
That's right.
That was great. And thank you. So Tanya typed in, bring to fruition my full embodiment and integration, completely heal on the DNA level and beyond. I'll say and beyond. Let go of all to be totally free for the new, stepping fully into my soul-aligned work, creating it, co-creating with my soul tribe, total alignment and truth. Being open to your soul-aligned work, not being what you think it is, but breathing into a space so you can be informed more clearly what it truly is. Co-creating with my soul tribe, total alignment and truth, my inner power and light so strong that nothing entering me and harming me, because there is nothing to enter and harm you, except our misunderstood self that may show up as another person or a situation outside of us. Being fully in service and not servitude, that's another confusion that we've had. Being in service is so much different. It's heart, but we've been taught to be in servitude. And that is a weakened position. That is not the truth of who we are. That is enslavement. So it's the mind enslaving the heart up till now. So now, this is beautiful because I've never seen it this way. The mind has been enslaving the heart. And now it's time for the mind to let go of its idea of it's the master and the heart is the servant. The servant is not in servitude. The servant is actually the wisdom of the grace of the essence of who we are. So it's time for the mind to give up its grip on the heart and the heart to give up its need to be gripped. Then just shattering that, right? So she says, in total alignment and truth, my inner power and light so strong that nothing entering me and harming me, being fully in service. So as this year closes, I let go of all that is completed and doesn't serve me or anyone in the new year feels just beginning now, the new cycle. I agree. So beautiful. Thank you. Oh, my God. What is hard, Beata? I can hear you in the words. I can't hear you on the free conference call if you're on there. Yeah, service is not martyrdom. Service is grace. Service is actually an honor and a blessing. Ooh, it's not hard. So, Beata, what do you mean that's hard? And I can't hear you, but I can see what you've written. Yes. Mind give up its grip on the heart, and the heart giving up its grip on needing the mind's approval. Yes, Lisa, that's very well put. The true heart doesn't need approval or patience. The true heart simply is present. If we give it enough breath and attention, this is why it's like with the body talk, we do the tapping. I've kind of like come to the like tapping, but almost like tapping like you do when you if any of you have ever held a baby to your chest and you tap on their back, often to put them to sleep or to get a burp. So it's really about how can you nourish your heart. And here's an interesting dynamic, because we're all dealing with this, and this is part of the struggle I think you're also going through, Beata, is how do we nourish many people on this call, I'm sure, or you wouldn't be here. How do we nourish ourselves when we have no idea what being nourished feels like, because we didn't experience it in our earlier lives? There is a way to get around that from this mind that tries to control everything. Simply just give yourself permission to be nourished, even if you don't know what that means. Tap that in and breathe into that. I give myself permission to be nourished, even if I don't know what that means or how that feels. I am willing to receive it and to learn. Tanya says, serving through connecting and bonding, serving life from soul and spirit, meaning me, and following guidance in every moment to be where I need to be, to connect with animals, trees, plants, people, agree to be present wherever you are with whatever appears before you, because it is all made of the same atomic structure, even this computer I'm talking on. We may not consider it alive, but it's made from the same atomic structures. Yeah, permission does come up a lot for me right now too, Tanya, because I think that's really where we are. It's coming into that place of spiritual maturation, because really, spiritual evolution is really that. Coming to a place of self-autonomy, and you can't come from to a place of self-autonomy if you're still feeling like that child that never got what she or he needed. And there's a difference too, God. We learned this in Breakthrough. There's a difference between boundaries and defenses. So sometimes it's a matter of just being able to clarify, what are my needs? And when you get those needs clarified and you really come to an acceptance of these are needs, they almost take care of themselves, I'm finding. which is really what a lot of the mystics talk about. All of our needs are taken care of. So I'm going to go back to Susan Sandock at Nani right now. And I'm not going to read everything that she said, but I'm going to read her last sentence where she says, my desire for tonight's session is to release the illusion of a veil, keeping for her the four of them and all who so desire from seeing, knowing, and being the new way, higher dimensional as it would seem. And it is. It's really about clearing the pathways in our mind and in our group mind, and then in our collective mind. But we can only do our own work. But as you and I come together, all of us come together, we are doing our work, and you're doing it with me. So it's like, it's really clearing the pathways of your mind and our minds that are coming together, those pathways. Because every time one person comes together with another person, there are at least three people, because there's a third person that is formed in that dynamic. So for all of us that have come together, there are a lot more of us than we can imagine, because there's a person for every interaction and every person, every way we're relating, and then the way we're relating collectively. It's really mind-blowing, which is a good thing, because we kind of want to blow the mind so that it opens to the potential of that God mind, which I know you guys have heard me say over and over and over again, because human means God mind, not men or women. God mind. I feel you, Daka and Nani. Okay, so I'm feeling the birds. Oh, and I need to bring in from other people and their animals. Ari the cat. So okay. Everybody stop and take a few breaths, and I need to take a drink, so I feel like probably some of you do too. Hydrate, please. So, Angela talked about Jupiter earlier. Kind of said, had lots of ducks and dying ducks. Yeah. Okay. that's not a pleasant image for me, but okay. So, So tell me what that means, Tanya. But as you're doing that, Angela talked earlier about Jupiter. And Jupiter in our brains is, according to the Vedics, the mystics from ancient, way before science, the brain, the globus pallidus is Jupiter in our brains. And Jupiter is, it's called the inner guru in terms of its dynamic. And what it does is it works with higher order control. So it helps to align us with that higher ability. And Ashley says, I've been getting peacocks lately. That globus pallidus helps us align to our higher ability and higher order control. So it's really, as I was talking earlier about clearing those pathways, it's energetic, but it's also physical and it's also neurological to help clean the mind. And so it's really tapping into Dharma, which is another word for your natural purpose, your soul's purpose. Dharma is actually your life purpose, your presence. Your presence is Dharma. And it's totally different than karma. So karma is that sins of the past and that karmic retribution and needing to pay for something that was done before, that wheel. And it's like, I feel that wheel falling away for anyone who's willing to actually let it fall away. And the globus pallidus and the planet Jupiter is represented by globus pallidus. And that's really to help our brains align to that higher functioning and its natural divine purpose and clearer communication with the divine rather from the sympathetic fight-flight nervous system. So,
and that's amazing because Mercury and Jupiter are aligned. And Mercury is about our mental energy and communication. And so it's like what you just said, we are completely and fully supported by the planets in that right now.
We are.
And that's amazing.
It is amazing. I have to tell you, you know, before I started doing these new moon sessions, which has been 11 years, I'm amazed, actually. Before I started doing these new moon sessions, you know, I've always been aware of the cosmos and the planets and astrology and all that and how they all interact. And yet, in the past, I've always like, you know, it's an inside job. So it is an inside job. It's kind of like, get over the astrology. Our goal is to get over our charts. But I don't think that's true anymore. It's not so much about getting over our charts. It's to align with our charts so that we can fully come into that presence to be what we came to be. And the planets are inside of us and are fully supporting us, just as you just said. And that it's proof with globus pallidus just showing up and saying, okay, it's time to align with that. See, that's what I mean. You gotta love it. How can you not recognize we are the miracle? Everything is a miracle. The fact that we can breathe is a miracle. Okay, Tanya, talk more. Oh, volume gone. Tanya said, lots of ducks and dying ducks. And I said, talk more. And she said, volume gone, ? And I said, all back, couldn't hear you. So that's kind of funny because we were literally talking about communication and aligning with our chart and aligning with our divine purpose. It's not even about letting those charts dictate to us. That's the grace. It's no longer allowing those charts to dictate to us, but it's about interacting with them. You know, you've heard me say before, I'm in a place where I'm partnering with everything in life. I'm partnering with you, with these sessions. I'm partnering with the planets. I'm partnering with my source. I'm partnering with this computer, which is why, thank you, it works so much better. you know, it's like coming into partnership. So it's like aligning with that chart in such a way where you're partnering with it. And so you're able to breathe through those moments that feel like they're a little too tight and you had to squeeze through them. Or just throwing it out the window. It's not about doing that anymore, but it's also not about letting it define you. It's about letting it letting it support you, letting it nurture you, letting it inform you. So it's about literally opening up those pathways of information for all of us so that we can get clear communication and be a clearer presence. That just brings so much light.
And I think I missed that about dead ducks. But I can tell you I've been getting shown by nature the natural cycles that are at times violent. And I have found it disturbing. But today I was really pondering this, and it was like, you know, the nature is exactly who it is. It's in its complete integrity. And it doesn't matter, like if I see something happening and it disturbs me, what's occurring doesn't care what I think about it. And it kind of brought that back, you know, with what you've been saying, of if we are completely in our nature, if we are being our divine selves, we are in completely in integrity with that. It really doesn't matter what outside of us has a thought or opinion or judgment about it, as long as we keep moving forward with our own natural being, our cycle, our divine purpose, we are then able to just be completely who we are.
Yes.
Wow, today.
Amen.
Today
has been, amen.
It's been a big day.
I love it. Thank you, Ange. That was beautiful. I hope you guys all. Yeah, Ashley says, yes, I've been having big tower moments, but I feel that I'm aligning, leveling up at the same time, surrender and permission to love myself. Yes, absolutely, because if you don't love yourself, how's anybody else going to? And love is all you are. So, take that in. You are that love that you are seeking. Beautiful. Did I talk over somebody? Did somebody?
I feel like I want to add something, you know, this love that we are, you know, and I want to just recognize you, Debbie, for all that love and all that channeling and all that energy you're sharing with all of us on this call, on this Facebook Live, or just in general in your presence. And I want to ask all of us to send back to Debbie that love and that energy she shares all the time and that she channels all the time. And I want all of you just to bring it back and say, here we go, Debbie, thank you. You know, send more love to Debbie as well, because she so deserves this presence that we all have within us, and give it, share it with her. Share it with you, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Annie.
Breathe that in and tap that in, Debbie.
I am.
Yes.
And everybody, do breathe in your own love as well.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, but what Norman was talking about, it's like that, I'm not sure how my soul needs to be nourished, but it's like being able to receive that nourishment in all ways that it comes, and definitely through love. So, yeah, sending you love, Debbie.
Thank you, Ange. Yeah, it's a life lesson for all of us, including me, to learn how to be able to receive it as well as give it. And part of that dynamic is those pathways need to be open both ways to be able to give and receive. And I think that what happens is after a while, just like when I see the yin and yang symbol, and you know, you see the black and white and then you see the dots, I don't see it like the two-dimensional or even a three-dimensional. I see it like those dots are like interweaving in on each other. It's like this love dance, this life dance. And if we
are always giving, 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 then we're depleting ourselves, and we're also doing a disservice to the people that want to give to us. So we're actually shutting down their channel, which is shutting down our channel, and it has that domino effect. And all of us, including me, has need to learn that and need a constant reminder of that, because it's very easy to allow ourselves to be tilted and set off balance if we get all caught up in the details of life and in our minds instead of breathing into the spaciousness of our hearts and souls. Thank you, Chris. So with that, and as an awareness, everybody, breathe your heart channels into sending and receiving love to all of us here on the call, including me. It's like opening up those giving and receiving channels until they actually are so clear that they're indistinct of what's what. Because as I said before, you can only give what you have already. And if you have been shutting yourself down from receiving it, and I can tell you I spent most of my earlier life doing that, and it was an old pattern that still comes back periodically to tap me on the shoulder, which is why Norman actually, thank you, honey, brought that up. So it's like, as we open up that channel of receiving, we are also opening up our ability to give more. And I think those pathways just become the light that we are and the love that we are. And then it just emanates so clearly and so purely that it's a bit like, you know, the Celestine prophecy talked about the energy and the way it flowed. And when we're in conversation, when we're present with one another, we know whose turn it is next, not because it's a turn, but because the energy just naturally goes from one person to the next. And that's how it works in these sessions. The energy just goes from one person to the next. Thank you, Tanya.
Yeah.
That is, you know, we are all love. So that is my function here, to open up that pathway, to just be that presence of love, and to remind people when they get lost in the sight of fear, because fear is in sadness, to just take a breath and a pause and open your heart enough to breathe into that space, to feel the love coming to and through you as you, because that's exactly what it is. Thank you, Tanya. So yes, let's all open up our love channel. I hear that old song. Oh, love train, get on the love train. Linear, but open up our hearts and love.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie. I've been for some time working on exercise and just sending love, working at getting it to be all the time. But the consciously receiving, I now see, has been something to add, something that's been missing.
Yeah, because you can't receive if you're not, you can't receive it if you don't have that pathway open, if you don't have that awareness that you're actually shutting down your giving channel, if you don't receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody has a different geometry and position in the way that they offer this love in this world. You know, a lot of the quote-unquote success gurus out there, the real big money-making people, they're aware of this. in the energy realm. And they are, their gift is they're recognizing that if they don't have that immense amount of, for them, it's an immense amount of money flow, but they also recognize that the more money they have and the more people they can reach. So many of us, up until now, I've had judgments about that. I know I have, about the way money is in the world. But what I've recognized is it's not about the money, it's about the love. And the money is not, money is energy. It's just energy. It's the currency with which we share out here. We buy and do things together with one another. We buy services, we buy products, but we exchange energy. It's just another currency. And the more we can open our hearts around that, the more people we can each reach, the better it is for the world. The more we open up our receiving channels, the more our giving channels expand. And I feel that ultimately it's just this channel of love that flows in and through and around our bodies and out into the world. Yes, Rachel says, such powerful messages. The more we can accept and receive who we are, the more we can give. Yep. And that, Tanya says, Rumi, this is exactly on my website. There is a field beyond. I meet you, there is love. No, the exact words are out beyond. Well, I knew it until just now. It's really out beyond wrongdoing and right doing. There is a field. And I will meet you there.
Of course you know it until you have to say it out loud.
I know. That's all. I see it every day. Lisa, I'm so happy your mom joined us. Give her a hug for us. Oh, Andy's in the love shack. My friend Mark Youngblood would say love penthouse. But I'd like a love penthouse. Oh, Lisa, you're welcome. Yes, that's namaste. The love and light in me honors me. So namaste means when I see you, the divine in me, when the divine in me recognizes the divine in you, then we are one. It simply means we have recognized we are one. That's funny, Andy. Oh, okay. So, anybody else have anything? Because I think we're actually at time.
Yeah, parallel universes, parallel dimensions, going on all the time. But what we want to do is, like, collapse that wave and bring us together. That's the defrag. Let's pull ourselves out of that wave and pull ourselves together here so we can fully be present here. Lisa, what is that? I can't even tell what that is. Okay, anybody else? I get done too, Andy.
I get done. And anybody who would like to share this with someone, go please to newmoonsession.com and you can download or listen to the session tomorrow. Have fun.
Yes.
And please share.
Happy new moon solar eclipse, everybody. I love you. I love you. I love you. And thank you. And yeah, do share. We want to wake up the world. We want to wake up ourselves first, but we want to wake up the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, love and send love.
Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah. I love you, too. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I love you.
Oh, the website is newmoonsession.com, Lisa. All together, newmoonsession.com. I love you all. Bye. I get confused here. Okay.